You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Can we all just agree? Some movies absolutely need to be seen on a big screen. Take the Indian film RRR, which opened at the end of March. The movie was made in Tollywood. That's a sibling film industry to Bollywood. The film industry gets its name from Telugu, a language spoken in the region where Tollywood is located. Now, Tollywood's been doing big business at the box office in recent years. Since its release, RRR made more than $130 million globally, making it the third highest-grossing Indian film of all time. Film critic Siddhant Adlaka gave me a sense of just how epic this film is.
RRR is an action, musical, historical epic, to put it mildly. It's about two real anti-colonial revolutionaries. The two main characters are based on people who actually existed. But in real life, those two people never actually met. But in this movie, they do meet and they become best friends and they take on the British Empire together. And there's a lot of action, a lot of dancing, a lot of romance, a lot of homoeroticism. It's the kind of movie that has a bit of everything for everyone.
Adlaka told me about the thrill of watching RRR in the theater for the first time.
Oh gosh, it was unlike anything else because I made sure to go on opening night when I knew that a lot of Telugu-speaking audiences would be there. It's a movie that's in the Indian language, Telugu. So the opening night audience was very familiar with the stars, very familiar with the director. So from the moment it began, basically until the moment it ended, there were cheers and wolf whistles and applauses pretty much all throughout. So it was like being at a three-hour-long party.
Now, one sequence audiences have been particularly responsive towards is the song Natu Natu. And turns out, people have been clamoring for Natu Natu since well before the movie was released.
So actually back in November, the production released a promotional video. And in that video, it was mostly behind the scenes stuff, but there's about 10 seconds of an actual clip from the musical sequence and only 10 seconds of dancing where the two main characters sort of dance arm in arm. And it went viral all over the world with, you know, dozens and dozens, or should I say hundreds of recreations and impersonations and online tutorials about how to do it. And when the movie finally came out, that was one of the most anticipated sequences in the movie. And as it turned out, that crazy energetic 10-second sequence ended up being the mildest part of the entire dance because it goes above and beyond. And so from the moment it begins until the climax of the sequence. So it's not just a dance. It is its own story that transforms into a dance battle. So all the way until the end, the energy just keeps rising and rising and rising. And the audience was with it the whole way and responding accordingly.
I appreciate just the notion of a trailer that is actually the more mild aspect of a scene rather than sort of the most animated aspect.
Oh, absolutely. And even when the actual trailer came out in December, there was a lot happening. It's like a 3-minute long trailer and it seems like it's showing you absolutely everything in the movie, but it's not even close. There are things that actually happen in the movie that aren't in the trailer that are, you know, for lack of a better word, mind-blowing.
There are some in my audience who are going to know about Bollywood, some who will know about Tollywood, but some who won't. So give us a sense of the relationship between Tollywood and Bollywood.
There are actually two Tollywoods in India. One is the Bengali language film industry, and the other is the Telugu language film industry in a southern state, Telangana. In the south of India, the Bengali language film industry is from the east of India and the state of Bengal. And that one is called Tollywood because it's based in a region called Tollyganj. And so the other Tollywood, where this is from, is called Tollywood because it's in the language Telugu. So, and there are several other industries that also have the suffix Ollywood. So it can get confusing at times, especially when two of them have the same name. This Tollywood, the one we're talking about, in the language Telugu, The best way for me to describe it is, if you know anything about Bollywood, this is sort of Bollywood squared. It's bigger. It's, you know, the action is way more over the top. The emotion can be even more melodramatic. It's just more and more. And the stars are not just, you know, celebrated, but worshipped in a way. And it's huge. It's enormous. This movie was not just sold on the back of its stars and its director, but even the title, which, you know, technically in English stands for Rise, Roar, Revolt. Actually, RRR was the working title back in 2018, which stands for Rajamouli, the director, N.T. Rama Rao Jr., one of the stars, and Ram Charan, the other star. And they just decided to stick with it. So you can sell a movie like this just based on its stars.
When you point out to us, when you remind us that it's 2018 when this is initiated, and even as you're talking about it, it's bigger, more and more. Obviously, there's been a pandemic, and the idea of making enormous productions became impossible for some period of time. What has the pandemic meant for Tollywood and for other Indian cinema?
Yeah, so RRR was actually supposed to come out in, I believe, June or July of 2020. And that got pushed back, not just because of the theater closures all over India, but because production itself had to stop for a while. And it didn't resume until several months later. And when it came to Indian cinema as a whole, certainly a lot of productions were pushed far back. But a lot of big releases for films that had already been completed were delayed by a long time and have only recently started coming out, actually. I think three of the films that I was most looking forward to out of Indian cinema all came out within the same 5-week span this spring, even though I've been anticipating them for a couple of years at this point. But the films that went straight to streaming, because there were several, you know, big budget blockbusters that decided to, you know, have a streaming only release during the pandemic, those ones just sort of came and went without, you know, much impact, without much staying power. Because I feel like for Indian cinema, especially when you create a big blockbuster like this, it's designed as a theatrical experience, not just in terms of, you know, individuals gathering to watch a movie in a darkened room, but it's a social experience. And for something like RRR, it can be a collective celebration.
That point about the not just individuals gathered in a dark room with a big enough screen to really capture this, but the kind of construction, the social identity, the knowledge of the language. You've described RRR as anti-colonial. Is that primarily about the content of the film, or both the content and the experience of watching the film?
That's a very interesting point, because I think in its design, certainly the content is anti-colonial because it's explicitly about, you know, Indian revolutionaries fighting the British Empire. But in terms of the experience itself, if we're speaking just about the experience in Indian cinemas, not necessarily, but when that experience begins to travel to the West, I think, yeah, that can probably be said, because there is a certain mindset in a lot of Western countries that, you know, cinema and theater need to be, you know, enjoyed in silence and, you know, very respectfully. And a lot of times I agree with that. You know, it certainly depends on what kind of movie you're watching. And there are many times that I don't like to be disrupted. But this sort of mode of movie watching can be very alien to Western viewers because, you know, at most, what you'll find in a lot of Hollywood blockbusters when they're being watched in the West is, you know, people will occasionally applaud at something they recognize, especially if it's, you know, an IP-driven franchise, like, oh, you know, I recognize this character from the comics or whatever it is. But then it dies down again and people watch the movie more or less in silence. So the kind of sustained reaction, the sustained applause, the sustained cheering and wolf whistling, that's not something that is common in the US, and like I said, in a lot of Western countries. So I suppose once you take a step back and you look at the broader picture of how these things are often seen and contextualized, things that can be termed perhaps uncivilized, you know, by the Western world, par for the course when it comes to watching movies in India. So in a broad sense, yeah, the experience, you know, can be contextualized that way.
In upcoming months, what is most exciting to you about what may be coming out from Tollywood?
So when RRR played in cinemas here, there was a trailer attached to it for a Tollywood film called Adhira, which is a magnificent looking superhero film. And again, it's not a superhero based on, you know, any existing comic or property, but it's one that, you know, not just me, but all the friends I went to watch RRR with were incredibly excited about, just because of how, you know, big and monumental it felt. And there are a lot of upcoming movies from a lot of different South Indian industries that I think are going to have more eyes on them in the US. Like, there's this one movie in cinemas right now. It's a Kannada language movie called KGF Chapter 2. And it's another one that seems to be doing incredibly well, both in India and elsewhere, because it's one of those films that, again, is sold on the back of not just its stars, but its epic action spectacle. And I think there's a chance that more viewers here will be open to trying more and more Indian cinema, you know, maybe starting with the big action blockbusters, and then hopefully, I would say, you know, more independent stuff. But for the time being, I think the appeal is going to be, you know, let's try and watch stuff like RRR. And there are plenty of those movies on the horizon.
If someone doesn't know their Tollywood, what's the best movie to start with? Is it RRR?
RRR is a great entry point because you don't really need to know that much going in. There are certain things that I think are enhanced by knowing the actual history and the religious imagery it uses. But no, RRR is definitely a great entry point. And it has been a great entry point for a lot of people I know who are unfamiliar, not just with Tollywood, but with Indian cinema in general. And over the last few years, a lot of Western audiences have gravitated to the last two films by the same director, Bahubali, The Beginning, and Bahubali 2, The Conclusion, which have been streaming for quite some time. And those were, again, huge theatrical releases in 2015 and 2017 with, you know, similarly amazing over-the-top spectacle and, you know, sincere, broad emotions and melodrama. And a lot of people seem to have found those films during the pandemic because, like I said, they were, you know, easily available to stream in some languages more than others. So I think for most newcomers to Tollywood, I think, you know, the works of S.S. Rajamouli, the Bahubali films, and RRR are a good place to start.
Siddharth Adlonka is film critic who has appeared in the New York Times and the New York Magazine. Siddharth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.